Michael Finnegan. Michael was just like other boys. He liked to kick a football, just like other boys. He liked to ride his bicycle as fast as he could and hear the wind rush through his hair, just like other boys. And he liked to play in the dirt with stones and worms and spiders, like most boys do. Michael was just like other boys until that Wednesday. On that Wednesday, it all changed. He woke up quite early and he felt different. He wasn't quite sure how different, but he knew that he felt hairy. On that Wednesday, his mum walked into his bedroom as normal to wake Michael up for school. And then she screamed and screamed and screamed. "Michael has got long hairs coming from his chinny," said his mum.
"Ah!
He's got really long hairs coming from his chinny," said his sister. "And he's only 4 years old." "Oh yes, he has," said his dad, trying to keep everyone calm. "He has hairs on his chinny." "It's not right. I must take him to the doctors," said his mum. So Michael's mother took him down to the doctors. On the way, they passed the farmer. "I've never seen anything like it," he said. Then they passed the school teacher.
"I've never seen anything like it," said Miss Millichip.
And then they passed the professor.
"In my wide experience, I can state that I have never seen anything quite like it," said Professor Milligan.
As expected, the doctor confirmed that Michael had indeed grown whiskers on his chinny chin chin. And he also said that it was very special for a 4-year-old to have such a wonderful beard. Over the next few weeks and months, many people heard about the hairs on Michael's chinny, and they travelled from miles around to see it. Most of them said, "I have never seen anything like it," or something a bit like that. Michael would bow, and he would nod and wave, and the crowd would clap with excitement. Michael was having a very nice time. He got sent a lot of presents. There were TVs, games, books, footballs, and bicycles. Everyone seemed to love him because he had these fantastic whiskers, just like a cat. But he was so busy talking to the people from the television and radio and games makers that he never had time to see his friends and kick the football, or ride his brand new bicycles, or play with spiders, or the dirt, or the worms. And this made Michael feel a little sad. One day, he went for a walk with his mum to get away from all the people that had come to stare at his marvellous whiskers. It was a beautiful, cold, windy winter morning, and he was walking through the woods when a huge gust of wind hit Michael so hard it knocked him right over. As he got up, he felt a strange feeling. He had felt it before on that Wednesday, but this time it was a little different. As he got to his feet, he felt his chinny and was amazed. It was smooth, very smooth, just like all other 4-year-old boys.
"Oh no," said his mother. "I must take this boy back to the doctors right now. Something has changed with his chinny."
Maybe the wind has blown the hairs back into the chinny.
On the way to the doctor's, they met the farmer.
What? No beard on the chinny?
He said.
I've never seen anything like it.
Then they saw Miss Millichip, Michael's school teacher.
Well, she said, the whiskers have been whisked away. I have never seen anything like it.
Then they saw the professor, and he said,
the force of the wind was greater than the force of the whiskers, so the whiskers have been blown back in again. Nevertheless, I have never seen anything like it.
Michael and his mother finally got to the doctor's, and they told him all about the windy day and the whiskers.
Mrs. Finnegan,
the doctor said, I think that the wind has come up and blown them in again, he said.
I've never seen anything like it, he laughed.
But don't worry, Mrs. Finnegan. The whiskers will grow back again when Michael is older. But before it all begins again, in the meantime, I suggest that Michael plays with some footballs, worms, bicycles, dirt, and maybe even some spiders. Michael smiled.
Come on, Mum, he said. Let's go home.
I know an old man named Michael Finnegan. He grew whiskers on his chin again. The wind blew them off, but they grew in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan, begin again. I know an old man named Michael Finnegan. He went fishing with a pin again. Caught a fish and dropped it in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan, begin again. I know an old man named Michael Finnegan. Climbed a tree and barked his shin again. Slid back down and scraped his skin again. Poor old Michael Finnegan, begin again. Poor old Michael Finnegan. I know an old man named Michael Finnegan. He kicked up an awful din again, because they said he could not sing again. Poor old Michael Finnegan, begin again. I know an old man named Michael Finnegan. He got fat and then got thin again. Then he slept and had to begin again. Poor old Michael Finnegan, begin again. Poor old